The impact of buccal corridors on smile attractiveness is still somewhat unclear. There have been studies indicating that narrow buccal corridors make smiles more attractive, and others that have indicated little or no impact of buccal corridors on smile attractiveness. The assumption that narrow buccal corridors improve smile aesthetics is used as justification to transversely expand arches, even in the absence of posterior crossbite. In order to make better clinical decisions, we need more information about how buccal corridors impact smile attractiveness. In the October 2007 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, a study from Baylor College of Dentistry is published that investigated this question. The article is called "The Impact of Buccal Corridors on Smile Attractiveness." When conducting research on smile aesthetics, normally groups of people are asked to give their subjective rating of several smiling photographs. The challenge is to limit the variables as much as possible to the ones that you are interested in studying, in this case, the size of the buccal corridors. The authors of this study made the choice to use only one smile and then alter it digitally to create many other images reflecting a variety of buccal corridors. In this case, 18 photos were created with a mixture of buccal corridor sizes and some asymmetries. These images were rated by 82 orthodontists, mostly male, and 94 lay people who were found sitting in dental waiting areas or in airport lounges. Each subject was asked to rate the attractiveness of the 18 smiles using a visual analog scale. The ratings were analyzed to look for differences between orthodontists and laypeople and to attempt to define the impact that buccal corridors have on smile aesthetics. The results showed that, not surprisingly, both orthodontists and laypeople preferred smiles with narrow or no buccal corridors. Orthodontists were a little more sensitive to buccal corridor size. In other words, they noticed smaller changes than the laypeople. Orthodontists preferred a smile that displayed teeth molar to molar, while the laypeople slightly preferred the premolar to premolar smile, but with small buccal corridors. Surprisingly, mild asymmetry did not have a large impact on attractiveness ratings. The size of the buccal corridors was more important than the symmetry. In addition, there was no effect of rate or age or gender, so people of all ages and gender were similar in their smile preferences. This study increases our understanding of how buccal corridors impact attractiveness, but it has some significant limitations as well. The use of digitally altered images results in photos that don't really represent a real smile. The authors suggest that they validated the images prior to the study to make sure they appeared natural, but I can tell you that several looked unnatural to me. So we still have some work to do to determine which factors are most important in smile aesthetics. The authors were careful to emphasize that although this study indicated a preference for narrow buccal corridors, it should not be used as justification for indiscriminate expansion of all patients. The buccal corridors should be only one of many factors considered in treatment planning. For more information about this study, look in the October 2007 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.